Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hi and good evening, everyone. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live here on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We're broadcasting live from Blog Talk Radio. We're broadcasting from Spreaker, from GH Talk Radio, and on the websites of MikeSpirit.fm. And you're more than welcome to be here, and thank you very much for tuning in and listening to us. Well, we've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. We've got an amazing guest on, and I'm really looking forward to working with my guest. You know, we have chatted a little while before on the phone, but never really seemed to get together, so to speak, because it's always been, you know, either my guest is busy, I'm busy, like passing ships in the night. And let me bring in my guest here for you this evening. It's the wonderful Anne Scholes. Hiya, Anne, are you there with us?
I am indeed, Mike. Hello, and thank you for having me on your special show.
Well, you know, the pleasure is all mine, Anne. And I, you know, as I said in the beginning, that, you know, we have spoken on the phone, but never really had the chance to come together, have we?
No, we're two incredibly busy people. I think spirit like to keep us running, don't they?
Well, definitely. And, you know, it was nice to hear, Anne, that you was voted on Sky TV, nominated, wasn't it, and won the award.
Yeah, for Medium of 2013. I was really, really privileged, very humbled. Such a nice, we don't, as you know, we don't do this for titles, but it's really nice when people take the time to vote for you, especially for readings and things like that. So I was very, very honoured, must say, very honoured.
Well, Anne, from Mike's Spirit FM, I got to press this button and say well done. Because, you know, I know what it's like to actually win an award myself. And, you know, it does fill you with confidence again.
Yes.
As I said before, you know, I've done this for 23 years. And, you know, sometimes you feel, am I still doing the right thing? Am I still on the right pathway? Am I meant to be doing this? And then when something like this comes along, it kind of gives you a bit of a boost, doesn't it?
It does. I work on a TV station, and so that's sort of London, and then I live in Manchester up north. And so I spend my time between the two places, and every time I think, no, right, Spirit, I say to Spirit, no, I'm going to stay nearer home, then something comes in from London, and I end up going to London, so I don't know where I'm supposed to be. So I just toot up and down the motorway, and, you know, Spirit will put me where I'm meant to be, for whatever reason. So I trust Spirit implicitly now. I have no questions, no qualms. You know, when there's something, sometimes I question things when it's a little unusual, but in the main, I don't doubt them for one minute, because for me, and I'm sure for you as well, they've always come up trumps, and then even at the time you don't know why you're doing something, you know, then a day or two later it comes, all fits together, and they have that incredible way of working with us, which we say when we're teaching people, just trust, just have the faith and trust.
Exactly. Well, and for the benefit of our listeners, how long have you been a medium for then, Anne?
Well, this isn't something I set out to do, Mike. I was working in corporate sales and was kind of looking forward to my pension and my, you know, a company car, a package. And just 13 years ago, I'm going into my 13th year, there was a series of events that took me to the local spiritualist church. And I didn't realise, but one of my customers in business was the president of the spiritualist church, and she ran the development circle. So when I arrived there, you can imagine it was like, what am I doing here? Yeah. And so I was sat down in circle and did meditation. And I know when we'd finished on the drive home, I just remember thinking, whatever that was incredibly loving and nice.
Yeah.
And I want to go back for more. I didn't understand. I don't come from a family where I am, you know, this generation that you're aware of it. My family, we were brought up very strict Catholics. And so, of course, none of that was talked about to me. We acknowledged it. I didn't have my first reading mind until I was 30. So at the tender age of 42, they sort of brought me into the fold. And I've never looked back. It's been an amazing journey. One of sheer exploration from my point of view, because I took the skeptic stance and questioned everything so that I knew I'd had my answers for me, as we do. And it then just catapulted me around the world and onto TV and radio, and I've been running ever since, Mike.
No, and I think that's the way that the spirit world takes us, isn't it? You know, they put us somewhere. And it's kind of up to us whether we accept that or reject it. And if we accept it, then doing it for the right reasons, then it will, as you say, catapult into the right direction. And I know that the spirit world has taken me in so many different directions over the years, and I'm sure that there's lots more to come. But it's something that, you know, I absolutely adore is communicating to the spirit world and just bringing out those messages of love, comfort, and peace to those that need it, and very much similar and the same as you are. There isn't, you know, I'm not a fourth or fifth generation medium in my family. I'm the only one, which, you know, some people might think that that's quite strange, but, you know, it's when the time is right that we will be in the right place. And as you say, you landed up in a spiritualist church in a development circle, and so did I, you know, and I can't think of any better way than being there. At that place, you know, I only ever went one day for a laugh just to prove somebody wrong, because I didn't believe life after death. I wanted, and I did take the skeptical approach, and lo and behold, 23 years later, here I am. It's amazing, isn't it, of how the spirit world works with us, isn't it?
It is amazing, and I think the less we can argue with them and just follow them, the more we will get out of it.
Definitely, you know, and that's, I think that that's one thing that we're all guilty of, is like putting up the barriers for ourselves. Put
yes.
a stop sign there, isn't it? You know, and we think, oh, am I meant to be? Is this right for me? You know, instead of questioning it and instead of putting our own barriers in the way, if we learn to pick it up and run with it, so to speak, then what a different journey it will take us on, I think.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think sometimes, well, I say to my students, teacher or mentor, I like to use mentor rather than teaching, I say, it's the biggest leap of faith you'll ever take. Knowing what is in your head is not yours, but for someone else.
Yeah.
And if you can learn to just trust, then it will flow through you, because we're only the channel. We, as you know, we're not there to make a judgment. We're not there to put things in there that don't belong there. We're there simply to repeat it, to describe it, to explain what the feeling is with it. And in that way, you're just passing on information. And the less we mess around with it, the purer it is. And I love that purity of spirit, because the look on people's faces when you know, they spirit speak through you, and it's like, you know, how do you know that? So I don't know it. I don't understand it. It's spirit talking to you. We're just the channel.
Definitely. And you know, as you say, it's amazing, and it is just that. So, Anne, what kind of things do you offer? Do you offer private readings there, Anne?
I do Skype readings, a lot of telephone readings, one-to-ones, on a personal basis. I do a lot of shows, mediumship shows, fairs. I do all sorts, Mike, wherever. I do a lot of other radio things, and just generally keep me very busy.
Okay, so how can people get a hold of you, Anne, if they want one of these one-to-one Skype readings or a one-to-one personal reading?
They can contact me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Anne Scholes, A-N-N-E-S-C-H-O-L-E-S. I have an Unschooled Psychic Medium page as well. So there's two pages there that can contact me. I don't think my personal website's up at the moment. We're revamping that. I do have another website with product, which is angelicbliss.com, which is ANGELICBLISS. And you can email me through there if you want to email.
Okay. I know that Kerry's already put that in the chat room, so thank you, Kerry, for that. So if anybody is joining us in the chat room, or if you want to know how to get into the chat room, it's simple. I say simple for me because I know how. You just simply go into www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpirit FM. And when you scroll down the bottom of the page there, there is where you will see the chat room. Come and join us in the chat room and have a chat with us in the chat room. So there's where all your links are on at the moment, even as we speak. So
thank you.
Anne Scoyles on Facebook and angelicbliss.com for the website. I know that you're already working on the TV, so do you want to tell us what station that is that you're working on there on?
That's Sky Channel 886. It's called Psychic Today.
Okay.
And it's been running for 10 years, and strangely enough, 2 years into just doing meditation and a couple of fairs and a few churches, I was launched onto TV. So I've been there for 10 years doing shows every month, and that's mainly where people can text in or leave a voicemail, and we demonstrate how we work. So that's been the longest running psychic show in the UK, or maybe even Europe, for 10 years. So I do that, my work there as well, which I enjoy. But the problem is we're not allowed to do mediumship, so this is why I love the radio, because I'm away.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of as if, cut the ties loose, isn't it, and allow you to be free, so to speak, and connect and do what we do best, I suppose, because, that's exactly of how I feel by doing it on the radio, is doing what we do best and allowing that perfect communication from one world to another to kind of just join us and be in perfect harmony, isn't it?
That's right, that's right. There are lots of rules and regulations with TV now, and they deem it that, sadly, it doesn't exist. So we can't talk about it.
Well, you know, I think that we beg to differ there.
I say so. Do you know what I say now, Mike? You know, you meet people and you tell them you're a medium, they say, oh, go on, what do you see around me, or what do you know around me? And, oh, it's a fake and this. And I just say, all right, then you tell me how I know. You prove to me how I know, because I don't know you from Adam. And that's how I just turn it around now. And rather than getting embroiled in it, I just say, well, you tell me how I know, because I don't know how I know, if that's the case.
I always remember meeting this gentleman who said to me, I'm a skeptic, and I don't believe in what you do. I said, well, you prove to me then that you're a skeptic. And, he didn't answer for me.
I like that.
Well, it's simple, isn't it? I say spiritism is there for everyone, but not everyone is for spiritism. So, it's something that I adore, something that I love, and something that I always have, and hopefully always will within my life and within my work of the spirit world. We know that You're quite active as a medium. You work on channel 866 on Sky. Is there a certain days of the week that you work there, or is it just randomly when you can, or is it a set times there?
It's, well, because they like to spread you over different times and days for the market. So I roughly do between 9 and 12 shows a month, and they're different every week because I may have things booked in next month that I can't attend on a set regular basis. So it's very variable. But on their website, they do have a schedule, and I usually post it on my Medium page to let people know when I am actually appearing on 886.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, yeah. So people can find all that information out about you if they go into your Anne Scholes, or even on the website there and find out when you're on and when they can call in. But you also do this privately as well, where they can just send you a private message in Facebook, is it?
Absolutely, no problem.
And then people can get their readings that way. Okay, perfect. And I need to go to a little piece of music.
Okay.
And so let's just say enjoy, and we'll be right back just after this.
Lovely.
Well, welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my wonderful guest today, Annie, is there with us.
I am indeed. That was okay. A lovely record.
It is, isn't it? You know, I absolutely love that song. And let me just tell people how they can get involved with today's show. If you want to call in and have a reading with either myself or with Anne, all you need to do, if you're dialing in from the USA, you need to dial 760-283-4611, or if you are dialing in outside the USA, that's anywhere in the world outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening to us in the Blog Talk Radio and you are got the show page up, at the top of the show page there's a Skype button, and all you need to do is to press that button on the show page, the Skype icon. And you'll come through straight through into the studio for free of charge there. So I like that one, Anne. Come in free of charge.
Yes, it's brilliant. Brilliant.
Free of charge. Come in and have a free reading with myself and Anne. And all you need to do is press the Skype button there. And that's free to do so. So, Anne, I think it's time that we went to the phone lines. Jill?
Yes, that's great.
Okay, so let's bring on our first caller, and it's area code 201, and say, hi, 201, are you there with us?
Hi, Mike, this is Rose.
Rose, hi, Rose. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
From New Jersey, absolutely perfect. Okay, Rose, I'm going to hand you over to my wonderful guest, over to Anne. So, Anne, this is Rose. That's all.
Hello, Rose. Lovely to speak with you.
Same here. Thank you for taking my call.
That's no problem. Right, let's have a look and see. see what's going on around you at the moment. The first thing, I think this is for you, but I'm just before Mike introduced us, I was getting flashes of something, but I'm not quite sure at the minute, so just bear with me so I place it properly for you. Right, okay. I'm being shown the junction of a freeway, or what I would say, you know, a crossroads. Now, I don't know if you live near a crossroads or you're on a corner of a crossroads. Would you understand why the showing me?
No, I don't live near a crossroads. Mm-mm.
Right, okay. Bear with me then, because I know that they're showing me this for some reason and I'm not quite sure why, so I'll just leave that on one side for the minute, okay? Right, okay. The other sense I'm getting is a lady around you, and I want to say that I'm feeling really, really strong as I get sort of more into your energy. This is a lady who would have had a really lovely connection with you, or she's coming through with this lovely connection for you. And I want to say, this feels like a mothering energy. So has Mum passed, please?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you. And I feel that as she's building up with your energy closer and closer, I want to say that around you at the moment, there's a feeling of maybe needing a bit of a hug or that sense of loving warmth towards you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, right. Now, let me just see what she's doing. This lady, your mum here is showing me, I don't feel she was too tall, but she's not telling me how tall she was. I'm feeling sort of maybe 5 foot, I don't know, 5 foot
yeah.
three, 5 foot four. Yeah? Okay.
No, she was like 5'1".
She was a slightly taller, slightly shorter, right. Okay, what height
yeah.
are you?
What size am I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm 5'3".
Okay, so she's giving me your height instead, isn't she? Bless her. Right, okay. Now, who's been suffering with the stomach problems? Because she's rubbing the tummy and around that area. So have
no.
you had the upset tummy? Or would mother had a problem around her stomach area because she's rubbing me around here?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, I'm not going to give it as a prediction because it's not meant that way, okay? But she's rubbing the stomach area around there. So I don't know if she had or there was something connected there, but she's just rubbing it, okay? Or for me, so I'll see what she means by that. Where will I place the name beginning with M as well?
Yes, that's her name. Her name is Maria.
Okay. So I know I'm linked to you, okay? So I don't know whether she's just rubbing this stomach area or maybe not what she passed with, but something that may have been a bit of a problem to her in the past, okay? Right, let's have a look and see. Now, she was talking about you having to look to the future. So I feel as if there's been something where you've been considering what you wanted to do to move forward for the future, yeah?
Yes.
And I feel like I've got to make a bit of a leap of faith here, she's saying, where this is concerned. Yeah?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Right, okay. She's saying about moving yourself forward and moving things forward into the future. So, like, looking and planning about where you want to be, what you want to do moving forward, okay?
Okay.
And there's a sense of being very tied to where you are. Okay, but this is like taking a leap of faith, trusting your intuition, trusting who you are to move yourself forward. Okay?
Okay.
Your own belief, believing yourself, because the feeling is here, I've not got a lot of belief here, or I'm not believing I can do it, or I'm worrying about it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. It is a big, she's making me aware that it is a big change for you. So I feel quite, I don't know if your roots are here, but this starts feeling as if I'm quite rooted where I am. Have you been talking about moving house or moving somewhere?
Well, I would like to move, but I cannot do that. I don't have a
yeah.
job, and my
yeah.
number one priority is work right now.
Yeah, the feeling is like I'm quite entrenched in where I am. Yeah, this is why I'm not sure. It's like I'm back and forth with your energy. And it would take a big leap of faith to make that change for you, okay? As I go back as well, I want to say there's a grandfather figure here coming in around Mum too. And I feel there's a lot of support being given to you at the moment. Who was it that had the rocking chair? Because she's showing me a rocking chair around you, or as you would remember.
No, I don't know.
Just leave it on one side.
I don't know.
Right. If you don't understand it in the physical sense, in a symbolic sense, I will say to you that is very much about you backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, okay. I also want to say, now, she's, your mum feels as if she was somebody who would have, well, she's sort of making sure you take care of yourself, but also about putting a little powder on, a little lipstick. So a feeling here of either being well-groomed or making sure I put my face on before I venture out into the world. Do you understand?
Yes, yes. I don't really usually go out unless I put a little makeup on.
Yeah. Well, you know, every time you go out, she goes with you. She's always around you. She's giving me the month of April for a birthday, and I want to go around the middle, somewhere on the 14th. Can you connect
birthday?
Birthday, April,
know.
The month of April, around the
14th. No, her birthday was in August, and mine
is... Don't tell
in...
me when it is. Don't tell me. Don't tell me whether... You're all right. The less I know, the better, yeah? Well, can I just say to you, I've got to give you the date April, and it feels like the 14th, okay? Now, whether that is someone else's birthday, I'm not sure, but I just need to give that to you because it's very loud in my head, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, there's a need here to sit down and put your feet up, and she's bringing you a cup of tea, so I don't know if you like the tea or she likes the tea, but putting your feet up and having a little bit of chill time, yeah?
Aww.
Okay. And I also want to say as well that you are a very clever lady. She's talking about you having a really good head on your shoulders, and then she's showing me things like crosswords and puzzles and things like that. So do you have an inquiring mind?
I'm going to school right now, so that's what you're
picking up. That's what I'm picking up.
I'm in college, I'm taking some classes.
Right. She's telling you she's so proud of you, okay?
Oh.
Okay, so she knows. She knows because she's just told me you're intelligent and you're a clever lady, and she's very proud of you. Can I leave her love with you now, sweetheart? Is there a connection, and I don't know my geography very well over there, but is there a connection to Georgia, or is that a name? I keep hearing Georgia. I'm not sure.
I don't know anyone with that name, and I have no connection with the state, Georgia.
Right, okay. Can I just leave it with you, because it is very loud again, and we never know, in a couple of days, it'll probably turn up somewhere and think, oh, that's what Mum was talking about, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll leave her love with you. Just know that she knows you're doing your studying, okay? Believe in yourself. Right, okay. The birthday she's talking about, it belongs to a gentleman in spirit world, the April birthday. She's saying, look at the gentleman on the man's side of the family going back, father's side of the family going back.
I don't know.
Okay. It's all right.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Rosa. It was lovely, lovely reading for you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rose, for calling. And thank you, Anne, for a wonderful reading. Remember, Rose, all you need to do is to simply go onto the archives of Mike Spirit FM to retrieve a copy of that reading. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, Mike. Bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye, Rosa.
Okay, well, Anne, it's time for you to put your feet up, because I'm going to take the next caller, and I do believe that we have a caller from out of state. So let's bring in, I think it's 0125 is your area code, and say hi. Can we take your name there, please? Hi, can I take your name there, please? Your telephone number ends in 42.
Oh, yes. Hello. Hiya,
hi,
Mike.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jill.
Jill. Jill,
is
it?
This is Jill. I'm ringing from Chorley in Lancashire.
Okay, perfect. And
can you give me any messages from the spirit world?
I will do my very best and see where we go. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay, Jill, I am aware of a lady here that comes forward there for yourself. I believe that this lady would tie towards your mum's side of your family when she was here with us.
Right.
I know that this lady makes me aware that towards the end of her life, she suffered a great deal towards the end of her life because I'm aware that her condition kind of deteriorated for some time.
Right.
The spirit. I do believe, as I said, she's within your mum's side. I do believe I want to place her like mum, grandmother, that kind of area there, because I know that's where she comes to as she makes a connection there with me, Jill.
Right.
I know that she makes me aware as well that when she passed, she makes me feel as if there's the hospital connection there with us. I know that she would have either passed in the hospital or she was in and out for a little while there before she passed home to the spirit world. But she makes me aware of wanting to say that you would have lost quite a bit of weight before she passed home to the spirit world there, Jill. Do you understand who I have here with me?
Well, it could be anybody, really. I mean, obviously, my grandmother, my mum's mum died. But I can't really remember in and out of hospital.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying to you that if this is your grandmother, that you would have lost a bit of weight? Is that right?
Possibly.
Okay. See, because I know that what you're saying, it could be possibly anyone, but I know that this lady certainly ties within your mum's family, and she makes me feel very closely connected there to you, like a mother's love would here. So I know it would be mum, grandmother, as she comes close. Now, see,
right.
The reason she has come for, okay, is to say to you that, see, you must be quite too well aware, Jill, of the spirit world yourself, is that right?
I am. Yes, I am.
And see, she talks to me of your awareness is growing, it's deepening. So would I be right in saying that you, Jill, that you're able to do this job what I'm doing right now? Is that right?
On a very, very low level.
Okay. Now, it doesn't matter what level that we're on. No, I still feel as if I've got a long way to go, and I'm sure that Anne feels the same, that we've all got a long way to go yet. But she makes her aware of your development and your understanding there of the spirit. And she talks to me about that we need to start pushing ourselves a bit more because you're the kind of person that kind of holds a lot back. Is that right?
Yes.
She says to me there, no matter of how little or how silly it seems to be, you need to learn to pick it up. And as we spoke earlier on, me and Anne, is pick it up and run with it, okay? And just,
right.
You know, when I'm doing my development classes, I always say it's like catchphrase, say what you see, okay? Because it may mean the littlest to someone, to us, but means so much to somebody else. And Jill, as she comes forward, I know I want to say that to you that we need to start learning to run with it and going with it and letting the spirit world filter in the messages through there for you as quick as they come in. Now, there's a gentleman here that comes forward. He makes me aware that when he passed, it was instant. And he passed very quick. It was with the heart. I know that he makes a way. It was the heart that took him home to the spirit world. And almost as if I want to say that, you know, he carries a bit of weight with him before he passed. I'm not saying he was overly big, but he carried a bit of weight with him there before he passed. He does make me feel if I want to tie towards your dad's side, because he comes towards your dad's side.
Oh, yes. My dad, my granddad.
Your granddad, okay. And would I be right to say to you, when your granddad was here with us, that he would have been the kind of man that would have always said things as they are, because I know I need to say this to you as it is and stop messing around, because that's what he tells me. Say it as it is, boy, and stop messing around. Do you understand? That's the way he would have been in his life.
Okay.
Okay, and I believe in some way that this is what I need to put around you, Jill, about that there must be a condition in your life of where you need to, like, get something off your chest, because in some way it's like taking advantage of. I feel as if you've been taken advantage of, or you feel as if someone's taken advantage of your good nature, then let's put it that way there to you. Do you understand of this?
Not really, no.
Okay, let's take you outside of your family unit, okay?
Okay.
Because See, because I like to argue with the spirit world, because when you say no, I argue with them.
Okay.
He makes me aware, let's go outside of the family unit, okay? Let's go to where some, either you would be like a member of or something you would go to quite regular, because I know I want to be outside of your family, but like a close knit of friends then, okay?
Right.
Or we're in the middle of organizing something. And I believe there is what I need to say to you about... being taken advantage of, or you feel as if someone is like not having the right attention there. Do you understand of this?
Not at the moment. No, not at, I can't take that at the moment, but maybe something might click in time. But just at this moment of time, I can't think who that could be.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, so long as you remember I said it to you, okay, and remember
I
that...
will.
You know, when it comes around, the whole purpose of him coming forward is to say that you know, tread carefully, because I know that you're quite of a methodical thinking kind of a person, but take it as it comes, one step at a time, okay? Because sometimes, you know, you've been here before, haven't you, Jill?
In what way? Not understanding that.
Okay, what I mean, that you've been in this kind of situation before where you feel as if you've been pushed out of something.
Mm.
Okay? And let's not land up in that same situation again, okay? And that's
right.
What the one has come for, is to give you the guidance and support there from the spirit world to aid you forward in this life. Okay, do you understand of this?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, now, I know I need to break away from you, okay? And as I'm doing so... There's certainly I want to talk to you about your sleeping habits. Your sleeping pattern is not quite right at the moment.
Oh, yes. No.
And for some reason, why is 3 o'clock important? Well, either that's the time that we keep waking up in the night. Do you understand 3 o'clock there?
Yeah, quite a few times in the night, actually.
Okay, perfect. See, I'm not saying the spirit world is waking you up, but certainly they are aware of it, okay?
I feel that they are.
Definitely.
I feel they are waking me up.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Well, not that I'm aware of this, okay? And there's a reason behind everything, particularly if you feel that the spirit world is the one that's waking you up. You know, if they woke me up in my sleep, I'd tell them where to go, certainly, because, you know, it's my time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can I sit to put that around you, okay? But see, they won't even let me go a minute. These shadows keep getting stronger, is that right?
The what?
The shadows.
I do get shadows.
Okay. And it's getting stronger now, isn't it?
Yeah, and just the feeling that there's somebody in the room.
Perfect, okay? Because I know that I want to say that you know that they are there with you, okay? They're listening to every word that you have to say. You just keep on the path that you're on at the minute, and I know that within the fullness of time, things will develop quite nicely there for you, Jill. I hope that helped you a little bit.
Yes, thank you, Mike. That was lovely.
Thank you. Well, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading. All you need to do is to go to the archives of Mike Spirit FM and download today's show, and then there's where you'll be able to keep a copy of that reading and listen to it time and time again.
Thank you. That was lovely, Mike.
Thank you, Jill. Bye now. Bye.
Yes, thank you. Good luck with the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, Anne, let's go to our next caller. That's area code 310 and say hi, 310. Are you there with us?
I am. Thank you for taking my call.
That's okay. Can we take your name there, please?
Sure. My name is Mindy.
Mindy. Okay, Mindy, and can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles. Perfect. Okay, Mindy, I'm going to hand you over to my guest, over to Anne, and say, Anne, it's over to you.
Hello, Mindy. Lovely to read for you.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Well, let's see where we go with it. We'll take it on, yeah? Okay. The first thing I'm being made aware of, Mindy, that there is a sense of sadness around you, and whether you've been put in quite a nostalgic mode. Do you understand where we've been looking back in the past?
Yes. Absolutely, yes.
I'm feeling... in the pit of my stomach, this sense of sadness or this sense of loss, or I just feel it's still with you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Right, okay.
I do.
Now,
mm-hmm.
okay. I've not got who's giving me this at the minute, but I'm just building up. I also want to say that as I link into your energy as well, I can see like pine trees with snow covered over them. Would you know where that is? Have you been looking at? See, I don't want to interpret it because it can mean something different to me as it would to you. But they're showing me these trees, and it's winter time, and there's snow here.
I understand. The sadness has to do with the trees. It has to do with Switzerland.
Right, okay. And they show me the, I don't know if it happened in winter time or whether, because I'm getting all chills down my back now, whether the snow just reflects that coldness of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You with me so far? Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Right. Come on, Spirit. You're showing me this because I'm seeing it really clearly with you.
Thank you.
Right. I am being made aware as well that this person that is trying to show themselves to me, there feels as if there was some kind of trauma to the body. Now, bear with me because I am feeling, again, quite sick. And it could have been that there was a few traumas to the body as I'm building up a little bit with this person. Can you understand this?
I'll hang in there with you.
Stay with me.
Yeah.
Because it feels quite a difficult link. If I'm honest, Mindy, it feels quite a difficult link. This person isn't showing me themselves. So I would say mm-hmm. this person in spirit was somebody who would be more giving to others rather than concentrating or focusing on themselves. Would you understand that?
Sure. Yes,
and I also want to say, okay, and this is now starting to feel like a male energy. Do you understand that as well?
Okay. I have wonderful grandparents.
Right, okay. Now, I am being made aware that this is coming through more in a masculine energy here. And I also want to say that somebody had a problem here with their breathing or asthmatic or something to do with towards the end where I seem to be gasping for air. Can you remember?
Could be my grandfather, but I don't know if it's connected to Switzerland because there's something with Switzerland.
I'm looking for the communicator, so I want Grandad to tell me why I'm being shown Switzerland or the trees. Do you understand? I'm trying to get the link for it. Just trying to wonder why he's coming in with this. Like Mike said earlier, it just makes us work even harder, Mindy.
I go back and say,
come on, Spirit, you know, show me what it is. Okay, let's look and see. This gentleman is now telling me that somebody sings. I don't know if it was him, but there's somebody who would love to sing in the family. Can you relate to that, please? Not maybe professionally, but somebody had a lovely voice.
Oh, gosh. I am working on a project that has to do with music.
Ah, right. Okay. He must know, but there must be somebody coming in to sing with you as well, All right. But I also want to say, when I see singing in being given by Spirit mm-hmm. World, I say there's an upliftment coming. It's like I have got something to sing about. Okay? And I know that you're choking back tears. I know you're choking back tears. There are days there mm-hmm. it's like I have to swallow because otherwise my eyes would run. Okay?
Correct.
I also want to say that Grandad is also talking about a name beginning with L.
That his name is an L. He's Louis.
Louis. Louis. Right. Okay. I just get the L. Okay. As long as you know.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm just trying to build that link here. Again, I'm trying to get him to bring forward. Now. Right, okay. So the Switzerland link, there's a female link here too. Do you understand that?
There's a lot of J's with him, with that one.
No, sorry. No. There's a female link.
Oh, a female link. Okay, correct. I'm sorry. I did not hear that correctly.
Yes. It's all right. It's absolutely fine. I know you are so willing this to happen, and it's kind of bouncing me out. So I want you to breathe, and I want you to relax, because are you so wanting
okay, so that I can reach. I want to hear your microphone. Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
I understand the process. I'll be there with you. I understand the process. Okay.
Just breathe and think about the weather. I get in quicker. Right, okay. So this is certainly a lady, and I want to say this lady here. This is a very, very lovely connection here. And there's all, I don't know if it's mum, but there's like this strong mum energy around you. So has mum passed, please? Is this who you were looking for?
My grandmother.
Mother.
But is it connected to Switzerland?
I'm
because
showing me this.
They're
showing me a lady here, and I do have a mix of silvery grey hair with a bit of a girl in it. I know that's quite sort of, as we get older, it goes a bit like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know who she is. Is that grandma?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. Is that the lady you wanted to hear from?
Oh, I always love to hear from my beautiful grandparents.
Right.
I'm always very open to the process of the message from spirit. So whoever I need to hear from, I'm there.
That's fine. I'll just take it that you need a message at the moment because of the way you're feeling.
Yes.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you that comfort and upliftment. And she's singing at me again. Somebody loves the music, the singing. Whether your singing is coming in around you, I know you said music, but whether the singing is coming in around you, but I just... And she brings you a tray of biscuits. And I don't know if she made them herself, but she's, to me, that's always about sweetness being brought into you. The little, like, shortbready type things, you know, like nice biscuits. But to me, that's always about the actual sweetness of life being brought to you. And I also want to say, who's got the sweet tooth? Is it you that has the sweet tooth? Because she's also bringing me chocolate here, and I'm getting very envious.
Oh, that's so funny. Not particularly. My grandfather did.
I see he had the sweet tooth, did he? Bless him.
Yeah.
Because he's got his chocolate here as well.
That's wonderful.
Right, okay. What she's saying here is I want to rub my hands together and I want to say, right, tomorrow's a new day. Tomorrow's a day where I have the faith and I am going to put myself out there because there's a feeling of you holding back from things yourself. And I feel as if you feel a little... what's the word I'm looking for? You don't feel confident around other people or in that situation where the singing or the music is. There's a lack of confidence here. And I'm being shown here to say to you, please believe in yourself because you are every bit as good as everyone else and you have so much to offer, okay? They're talking about somebody who had a car accident, I don't know that it was that serious, but they're talking about either a bump or a thing to do. Did you have a car?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they want to go back to, I want to draw a parallel here, and I want to say, without doing predictions, I love the way they work, because they're going back to that time where you found it very hard as you were moving forward.
Yes.
And the same kind of thing is around you now. And they're saying to you, look how well you did. Look how far you have come from then. And so these feelings now, you will look back and go, I did it again. And this is the whole feeling of the reading. Is like, you can do it. It's almost like I say, go,
thank
Mindy,
you.
Go. Yeah? Yeah.
Thank you.
I also want to say they show me a beautiful garden. Do you have a garden, please? And have you been looking at the plants in the garden?
I'm standing outside with a lot of garden and trees, but I'm planning on moving to actually England to spend some time in the UK.
Well, lovely. Whereabouts in England?
I am not really sure yet, but it could be Stratford.
Oh, lovely place. Let's have a look.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you think about autumn time? Because they said autumn to me.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm to move forward from Switzerland and just keep moving forward.
Yes, without opening things up, okay. I want to say there's a real sense of missing a gentleman too.
Yes, that's him, the Swiss mm-hmm. person. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it.
And autumn is very, we all make choices, but the autumn time is really right for you. It feels really right for you, okay? I would say that you haven't heard from this gentleman in a while, but I feel that this person, you understand why things came to a conclusion, or you understand that things have
yes.
to move on. Yeah?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
They're talking here. Can I just say to you, he does still think about you, okay?
Thank you.
He will always carry a piece of you in his heart, okay? And as we know, nothing is for, you know, it was for a reason. And although things don't turn out the way we want, then you've had that celebration. You've had some kind of celebration in there.
Yes.
You also want to take me to the March birthday. Who's got the March birthday?
I don't know a March birthday right now.
Okay, can you watch your birthday around the 7th of March? They're giving me the 7th of March.
Okay.
Early on, mm-hmm. okay. And I want to say that there's a lot of love here for you in spirit world, and I know that it's hard. It feels like some days are so hard for you. But you
yes.
are doing amazing. You are doing really, really well. And you,
thank
just
you.
Just good luck with your music, yeah? And good luck with your move.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Don't look back, look forward.
Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your inspiration. And thank you for my beautiful grandparents for bringing in that message. I so appreciate
Bless
it.
You.
Thank you, Mike, for your service.
The pleasure is all ours, Mindy. It really is. And thank you, Anne, for that wonderful reading. Mindy, you know, go to Mike Spirit FM. That's where you'll be able to get a copy of your reading in the archives. I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Anna, I think this time has come that we go to another piece of music, so let's just press this button and sit back and enjoy.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, my wonderful guest, Anne Scolzi. Hi, Anne, how are you doing?
I'm fine. It's lovely when you're working with spirit. It's funny sometimes how we don't always quite connect with the birthdays and that, but I always find they come in later on, do you?
Say that again, sorry, I missed that.
You know when you give somebody a birthday and you put them on the spot, really, and they can't quite place it?
You know, it's very difficult to think on the spot, isn't it, when somebody's throwing things at you. And, you know, I'm probably one of the world's worst for remembering birthdays, months, and years. And, you know, I'm
because you're a man.
I didn't want to say that. But well, I know that we've got a great friend of the both of ours listening at the moment. We've got Jeanette Ann Coombs listening, and she wants me to say hi to you. So I've done that. My duty is done.
Hi, Jeanette. Thank you.
I know Jeanette will have me strung up if I didn't say hi.
Absolutely.
But, no, Jeanette, wonderful. And, you know, she was a wonderful host here on Mike Spirit FM, and I'm sure that within time, things may develop. Who knows? Okay, let's get on with today's show. Before I bring on my next caller on, can you just tell people there, please, of how they can get hold of you again?
Sure. I am on Facebook, and it's just Anne Scholes, AnneScholes. And I also have an Anne Scholes Psychic Medium page. There is also an Angelic Bliss, which is Anne Angelic. Play on the name bliss.com website, where you can email me. I have a range of products there as well that I work with for the emotional side of people. And where else can we get hold of me? I think that's probably Twitter, but I think it's A Scholes 1 on Twitter.
Perfect.
There's not many things these days.
Every time it comes to Twitter, I'm like, Kerry, how do you work Twitter?
I'm useless.
I really am useless.
I've only just managed Facebook, Mike. I've only just managed Facebook, and then we get Twitter. It's like, what?
I know. There's so many things out there today. It's absolutely unbelievable, isn't it? Well,
yeah.
If people want to follow me on Twitter, it's Mike Spirit 15. That's where you will find me on Twitter, I think. Anyway, yes, no, I know it is. It's Mike Spirit 15 on Twitter. And come and join me on Facebook. It's Mike Davis Medium. Come and have me as a friend. And I'm sure that, you know, whatever that you're looking for, if I can help, then I can surely point you in the right direction. So, Anne, let me go back into the call list here. And lots of things are changing the call list now for some reason. Let's go back to area code 310 and say, hi, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hi, can I take your name there, please?
Yes, it's Vince.
Hi, Vince.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, Vince. Anne, I know I've read for Vince many times. Anne, do you want to take this caller?
Okay, no problem. Hello, Vince.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Right, okay, let's have a little link into what's been going on around you, my lovely. Right. I get the feeling at the moment that we may be just a little disillusioned with things that are going on around us. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, disillusioned, fed up, whatever you want to call it. And I feel as if I want to go to a male gentleman in spirit world that stands very close beside you. This gentleman is... he looks to me to be on the taller side, so as I'm because this is clairvoyance, because I'm looking at him, he's not telling me his height, but I'm up there around about 5'11", possibly 6 foot. But he's very smart, this gentleman's very smart, and he makes me feel as if he had some kind of uniform connected with him in the past. And there's a real sense of a feeling at the moment where you... are lacking a little direction, a little clarity on the direction in which you need to be moving forward. Do you understand that?
Yeah, very much.
Do you understand the gentleman? I don't know if it's dad or granddad. See, I wait for them to tell me, but he's not saying, so I'm just a little apprehensive here. But it does feel as if I'm on your father's side of the family.
Mm. You know, I know that my father is always around me, but he was not. He was about my height, which is about 5'8".
Right, no, that's something's right. Okay, that's fine. This gentleman has had possibly military connections. Who had the military connections?
The only one I could think of that was that tall and had military connection. Well, my father had military connection, but the other gentleman that I could be thinking about is my ex-wife's father. He was tall and he was in the military.
Ah, right. So you see, I get father. I never get whether it's father-in-law, stepfather. Right. Okay. Can I go? That feels better to me. Okay. Because this gentleman is around you at the moment to give you that strength, courage for direction and discipline. He's talking about you needing to be a little bit more disciplined in your train of thought. So I don't know if you found you get distracted at the moment quite easily or your concentration isn't sort of as sharp as it should be. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we get distracted and then we kind of, it loses its impetus, it loses its force. So there's a sense here, this gentleman comes very close around you to help you with that, really. Stay quite disciplined, quick. Keep to, he's saying, even if you have to write it down during the day of a to-do list and tick it off as you go, because this military feel, you know how in military it's very disciplined, it's very regimented, and that's
yeah.
the kind of feeling he brings in around you. So he takes me to the feeling that you're quite somebody that's very easy to get along with, very easygoing, can sort of be a little bit of a free spirit too, do you understand? And so he's saying, just bring it in a little bit more to a little bit more structure. Because the structure will help you to move forward and do things in small steps. Because he said you're trying to build things that are bigger than we can do at the moment. We've got to do things in bite-sized chunks. So it's just take one day at a time, just one action at a time, and just put it all down and follow that. It will take you to where you need to be. The other thing I'm being shown is that somebody here had either a farm or a ranch. They're showing me bulls, calves. Where will I find the? Why am I on a ranch?
I know
on a ranch that, here.
Yeah, I know that my father was raised on a farm back in Poland.
Ah, right. Okay, so I've got your father's energy coming in here. Sometimes, being clairvoyant and being clairaudient, I can hear one person, I can see another and describe them. So
right.
The two people are here around you, okay? The initial R is very strong here. So I don't know if there was a Roberts, but I'm just seeing the initial R, Richard R, connects in along here somewhere as well. Okay, I'm also being told here time for change. So you would understand that as well, time to change things around you, yeah?
Yeah.
And again, it's just being disciplined and just being believing in yourself. I also want to say, as I'm looking at a house here, there's... Right, okay. Can I just describe to you what they're showing me? I'm seeing... this home, and I can see this. This is like a detached property, and it's like it's got a very long sloping roof. Feels, as I look at it from the outside, like a one-leveled house, but it's got this chimney stack on the outside, stone chimney stack on the outside. So I'm not quite sure who lived in a house like that. It's like a little, unless that was the farm. Have you had some repair work done on your house?
No, I don't. I live in a fourplex. I know that the building next door to us, they're having some repairs done. Actually, The people who lived above us in the fourplex we're at, they were evicted a few months back, and the owner spent about 3 months in completely redoing the whole place himself and fixing it all up.
Right, okay. So I want to give you one, something to do with home or building repairs, so I can take that way. But I also want to give you this lovely little property that seems to be, I can't see houses around it, so I might be looking at the farm as it was back in the day. I don't know, there must be a picture of it. You must still have pictures of, well, they're telling me yes, you must have pictures going back in the past there.
My mother might.
Right, will you ask her if she's been looking at photographs?
Okay, I will when next time I talk to her.
Okay. And in particular, I'm being shown like a wooden cart, and I'm seeing a gentleman who stood in his sort of like Wellingtons, and he's as if he's on the farm. And he's got a cap on as well. So that's the picture they show me. So I'm trying to describe it exactly as I see it to you and to ask Mum if there is a picture. And I am in black and white with this. Okay, and I don't know if Dad used to smoke, but there's a gentleman here who used to smoke, and I've got a bit of a pipe and stuff going on.
Yeah, both my father and my father-in-law smoked. I don't recall ever either one of them having a pipe, but I know they definitely smoked.
Right. Will you go back to grandparents and look for the pipe, the man with the pipe?
Okay.
Because as you're talking, they're telling me yes, the smoking aspect, but there's also a gentleman here with a pipe, okay? And I know that we'd have to go back a bit further for that, all right? Right, okay, let me have a look and see. I also want to say that somebody would have had some heart, either heart surgery or heart tests. It's showing me a connection here, but somebody's going, having treatment about the heart. Who's had the heart complaint?
I know that my wife's having a lot of heart issues, lately, and health issues.
Ah, right, okay. So spirit are indeed, they do indeed know about your heart, your wife's condition, okay? And I seem to be floating about something to be done. And I want to say that there's some treatment coming in here for her, yeah?
I don't know, but I've been trying to get her into going to get some treatment to try and help relieve the pain she's in.
Yeah, because I want to, it's the breathing aspect. It's when I breathe as well, I can feel it. So I don't know if it affects the brain.
It could also possibly be me without even knowing it, because I went from, over the last few years, I went from being 180 pounds, some right now I'm about 240, 245 pounds, hovering around there, and I want to try and lose the weight, but I haven't done anything to really start because I've been so busy concentrating on looking for work and with no money in my pocket. I got $25 left in my name, no money coming in.
I was going to say, I think there's worries around finances as well here. I do see that. Can I just say there's an offer of something coming in around you over the next 6 to 8 weeks? And there is a celebration. 6 to 8 weeks takes me to February. There is also a birthday around you in the month of February. Can you place that for me?
I'm trying to think. Hang on. Kathy? I'm going to ask my wife if one of our grandchildren has... Kathy! I'm going to ask her, because I think one of our grandchildren has a birthday, and so hang on here.
And I'll be around about the first week.
Hang on, I'm going to ask her now. Is one of our grandchildren, do you have a birthday in February? She's going to look, because I don't know if she does or not. She's got it written down on a calendar.
I seem to have a 3 and a 4 here, so I don't know if it's 3rd or 4th. But I will say by that time anyway, 3rd or 4th of February, I want to say that there's some really good news around you, okay? really good news around you I'm being given here on a psychic link. Your guide has stepped in.
Actually, there isn't a birthday, but there is a wedding anniversary coming up around on the 6th.
That'll do, yeah. I know it's 3-4 somewhere. Yeah, that's fine. Well, around that time, there's good news around you where you're... search for work is concerned. And I also want to say that this discipline the gentleman was talking about, it kind of applies to you as well in yourself, yeah? I feel you will have to travel for the interview. I feel there's a distance here, but it might be just that you're going to head office and there may well be 2 interviews for you as well. So I want to say watch where there's 2. The gentleman, I don't know if this is you. If not, then it's the gentleman that's interviewing you, has got very dark hair, and I feel quite a strong person. But I do feel that you'll be asked to go back again and we're moving forward. Have you been worrying about your car?
Oh, yeah, very much so. One of our tires just went flat, and I went to fix it because I thought maybe I got a nail in it or a little hole. It turns out that there's parts around the entire car where the rubber is cracked, and that's why it went flat, and it's not repairable. And my mechanic told me that the other tires are about to go too, so I'm hoping that I have enough money coming back from income tax that I'll be able to afford to get new tires, and I'm hoping at the same time that the tires last until that happens.
Yeah. I just say, you know, in situations like that, ask the universe to help you out, because the universe is abundant, and that it's not just for you, it's for the family, because it brings in your work and it benefits others. So ask the universe for some help with that. And your guardian angel, I work with guardian angels as well. But I do want to say there's the H initial here around you. So is there a H, a Harry or a Harriet?
The only Harriet that I ever knew was I used to be a personal trainer, and I trained this woman who was up in her 70s. This is quite a few years back, in her 70s, who her name was Harriet. And last year I got a notice from her daughter that she was very ill. And she was close to passing, but she wanted to thank you for all the help I had given her.
Well, I kind of get the feeling she's saying hi from spirit world, just as an acknowledgement, because Harriet's an unusual name, isn't it, to get Harriet. So I would say that she's just passing through to say that she's trying to help you as well, and there's a lot of love coming from her. Okay, so I hope you've enjoyed your reading.
Yeah, I just have the two-part job question, going back to the job thing. The first one is, on Friday, I went for a job interview at a small juice company, and when I got there, I found out that 2 of the bosses that work there, one being the plant operations manager and the other one being the plant manager, they used to work with me in another place. And anyway, the interview seemed to go really well, and I was hoping if you could shed some light as to whether they're going to offer me a job there or not. And
there will
the
be an offer there. There will.
Great.
You should hear in 4 or 5 days.
Okay. And then the other thing that I want to ask, too, is a couple weeks ago I had 5 nights in a row that I dreamt about getting this job at a paper company, a huge paper company. Their initials are GP. And the following week, I got a phone call from a paper company. It wasn't them, and I went for an interview, and then the next day, you know, they said I did really well on the interview. They liked my experience, and the next day, they called me and said, sorry, we went with somebody else. Thanks a lot. But just recently, three or four positions opened up at the company that I actually dreamt of, and I just applied to them, and I'm just wondering if you see me getting any offers from them. I had 2 interviews 2 different locations with them previously, but that was over a year ago.
Interesting, which is why I kind of feel like going back to when I said before, 2 interviews coming in. Right, okay.
And then also I applied to 2 different breweries just recently too.
Do you know what I will say, Vince? Do you know what I'll say? There is a lovely offer coming in for you, and there is a contract here. You know when I said about We said the 6th of February, didn't we? So where are we now? Sort of like over the next three weeks.
Yeah, a couple more weeks.
You are so close to it. But what I want to say is, will you look at the long term, whichever comes forward first, right? It's you're looking at the longer term aspect of the job. So you're looking at the long haul, because this would be somewhere where you would stay for quite some time. So you're looking at the package, the pension, the everything that goes with it. And you have to look at not short term or taking something to just bridge the gap, but something that is going to actually work for you over a period of years. So will you bear that in mind when it comes in? Because it is coming in for you, okay?
Okay. Well, actually, you were talking about a contract, some kind of contract, too, in February. Well, it's funny because I'm going to be starting to email. See, back in Labor Day, I cut 22 inches of my hair, and I donated to charity because I needed a new change. I just fed up with the long hair thing, and I didn't need it anymore, didn't suit me anymore. And now that I cut my hair, I'm going to start emailing and Facebooking a lot of producers and managers, like talent managers and agents. But also, too, on February 8th, I'm going for an audition with America's Got Talent. I'm doing stand-up comedy. And I'm hoping something comes from that, too.
Right. Do you remember the beginning of the reading where the gentleman, your father-in-law, came in and said discipline and structure?
Right.
Stay focused. Stay focused. Don't spread yourself too thinly. Okay?
Okay.
One thing at a time. Go with your work situation first. Yeah?
Okay.
The other things are all things you can do again in the future, but they want you to be more disciplined and don't spread yourself too thinly. Yeah?
Okay.
He said Rome wasn't built in a day, Vince.
That's true. All right, well, thank you very much.
So just bit by bit, and you'll get everything you need, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Lots of love. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Vincent. Thank you, Aaron, for a wonderful reading. Vince, as you know, just simply go over to Mike Spirit FM to get a copy of that reading. We'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now, bye.
Bye.
Okay, Aaron, let me go to our next caller. We're going to go to area code 352 and say hi, 352. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for taking my call, Cindy.
What was your name, sorry?
Cindy.
Cindy. Okay, Cindy, and can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm in Florida.
Florida, wonderful. Okay, can I just ask you this, Cindy, the reason that you called in for?
Yes, I've had a recent injury that happened to my horse in the middle of the night, and I think I was wondering if you can give me some insight on that. I believe my ex-boyfriend is actually responsible for sending someone who's been stalking me. And if you see me getting them caught.
Okay, Cindy, what I can do for you, I can make a connection to the spirit world. You know, I can't get involved with who's responsible for any injuries because obviously that's a legal matter. And my job tonight is to prove survival evidence, not to get into any legal disputes there or legal matters. So if you want, I can continue on with that and we'll see where it goes. Is that okay?
Yes, that'll be great. Yeah, I just want to prevent any more injury and be able to, you know, protect my horses.
Okay, and you know, I can only sympathize with this, Cindy, because, you know, I've got some great friends that had a very similar problem with their horses. You know, again, I can only sympathize with you, Cindy. But let me make a connection to the spirit, will you? And we'll see where we go. Okay. Cindy, let me talk to you of this lady that just gently steps into my vibration here. And as I become aware of this lady, I believe that she would link there with you quite close. I believe she comes to your mum's side of your family. I believe that this lady wants me to say that to you that she would have kind of suffered in silence, should I say that, towards the end of her life there, because she didn't want to bother anyone. She didn't want to fuss too much, or didn't want anybody to fuss too much around her, should I say, towards the end of her life there, Cindy. I know that she comes close to you, almost as if I want to say to you that it's like a cancerous kind of condition this lady suffered with, because she tells me she couldn't hide it anymore. Do you understand of who I have you with me, Cindy?
A cancerous condition? I would think it would be my grandmother. She did not have cancer, but she had other issues with circulation issues. She ended up with dementia right at the end, some Alzheimer's.
Okay, and but she would have suffered in silence, but, you know,
yeah.
Towards the end of her life, she couldn't keep it in anymore because they were starting to show on her. That's what she
right.
makes me aware. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect, okay, because I know this is the lady that comes through. So it's your grandmother that comes from the spirit world. And you know what your grandmother wants me to do? She wants me to wrap my arms around you, okay? Because that's something she would have done in this life. She would have always kind of wanted to protect you. She would have always tried to guide you in this life. And she talks to me of being with you at the moment because, you know, even though that all this has gone on with your horses, she talks to me about that you've been calling up to the spirit world and asking them to step forward and to help the situation. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
See, because she says to me that you've heard your calls for help, okay? Now, she says to me that you have done everything you possibly can to try and stop this ex of yours from bothering you. Is that right?
Yes.
And, you know, for some reason, Cindy, you know, the word money comes into my mind. Would you understand why money has got to do with this?
Yeah, he feels like his money should be able to buy him anything he wants. And I have a horse that he wants that is not for sale, has never been for sale, and he's obsessed with buying him just because he's been told no.
Right.
So then every time he makes a new offer, which he had just done last week, and I said no again, he's not for sale, then right afterwards something will happen at night. This stuff
okay.
will start up.
Okay, because I'm being told the word money comes into this, okay, and that's what's causing a bit of an issue here. Now, what she tells me is that, that you need to kind of like step up your game, okay? Would you understand that you need to step up your game and start, I'm not saying fighting fire with fire because that's wrong, okay? But, you know, to put everything into place, to be a little bit, I don't know if you have cameras where the horse is or you could do something like that, but she makes me aware of, you know, protecting everything that's yours. And quite rightfully, you know, what's yours, you should be able to keep and not let anyone or anything come between you and what's yours. Do you understand this?
Yes, and I money is an issue as far as a security system of cameras. I have a couple of small cameras, but I can't monitor. They're game cams, and only one of them actually works at nighttime, and it's not something I can monitor, you know, from in the house or from when I'm not home, or record, it just does snapshots.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And again, I can only sympathize with you there, Cindy, okay? But I know what this lady wants me to say is that, you know, it's about time that it came to a stop, about time it came to a head, okay? And she wants me to say
yeah.
that we need to kind of wrap this up now. Okay, because she's aware of what's going on, how difficult this has been for you. And not just to do with the horse, but if we go back over your life, I want to say the last 3 years have been more difficult than you ever anticipated. Is that right?
Yes.
And, you know, I believe that you've had to fight. I don't mean, like, physically fight, but you've had to fight for everything that you have now. And it's been a tough old journey, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
And Cindy, would I be right in saying to you that you've even thought of moving or going somewhere different? Is that right?
Yes, it did cross my mind. And then I thought, I am sick of having to move and leave. And I'm thinking, well, why am I really here? But I love the home I just found. I just moved there. And, you know, he's trying to run me out. He's already made comments about he wants to buy the place. I'm renting it. It's not for sale yet, but I have first option when it comes up for sale. So he's
yeah.
trying to run me off so he can buy it out from under me.
Okay. Okay, well, let's listen to your grandmother's advice.
Okay.
By protecting everything that's yours. Okay, that goes for the home, that goes for the horse, and everything else that's in your area, okay, and what you're doing. Now, I know over here in the UK that we get, like, court orders and stuff like that. I know that you get them over in the USA as well, okay? So I believe that maybe that this thing that you need to bring in maybe legally here to deal with this issue first and foremost, okay? But like I said, I can't talk about legal matters because I'm not a solicitor or a barrister or anything of the sort. But, you know,
right.
There's always avenues that you can go down to deal with that. Do you understand that, Cindy, yeah?
Yes, I have thought about trying to get an injunction against him, but he has made many, many statements before that injunction is just a piece of paper. He just lives above the law. He thinks it doesn't apply to him, and he's got so much money he can talk his way out of anything or buy his way out of it. So, he sneaks around in the middle of the night where he won't get caught. So the police won't give you an injunction unless you catch them in the act and you have physical evidence of them.
Okay. Well,
so that's kind of. He just keeps running around in circles and laughing and keep doing more because he does it in the middle of the dark of the night when everyone's asleep.
Okay. Well, Cindy, all I can say to you is that you know that you need to take this on a legal matter. Okay.
Okay.
There's nothing that me as a medium can do anything to stop him. Okay.
Right.
In doing what he is doing and whatever he is that he's doing. But the advice from your grandmother is then them cameras that you have, make sure that they are running. Make sure that you can, if there is anything to catch, make sure that you can catch them, whatever
okay.
is to catch. And once you have caught that, then there's your evidence, isn't it, to bring in the injunction. So no matter what, it doesn't matter to me of how much money or wealth that you have, that we still have to abide by the law because it's there for a reason, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cindy, would you understand if I said to you that I've got your dad here in the spirit world as well?
Yes.
Because I know that your dad is just coming quite quickly. And would I be right in saying to you that with your dad, when he passed, I believe that... he didn't pass straight away. It wasn't a very fast passing, but it was quite that he suffered for just a little while. I believe that maybe he had a few warnings before he passed, but didn't take much notice of them. And then he just went home to the spirit world. Is that right with your dad?
Yes. He passed just recently, and he was in the hospital. And he had been ill for a long time, but he had... they had some procedures they did that they... Basically, I think they shortened his life and screwed things up, but he went fairly quickly when he did go.
Okay, bless his heart.
He was in my arms. I was there.
Okay, bless his heart, because he's with us at the moment, Cindy, okay? And as he makes a step here from the spirit world, I know you just said that he was in your arms, but would I be right in saying that to you that there was a few little words that you said to him just as he crossed over to the spirit world, is that right?
Yes.
And for some reason, he makes me aware to say to you, I want to say I love you too, and yes, I've met up with her. Would you understand why I would say them two words to you?
That he loves me too and what?
That he has met up with her. Now, whether it's his mum, that he's met up with his mum in the spirit world or something, but he's met up with her. In the spirit world?
I don't know who her is. His mother is still alive, actually.
Okay, will you talk? Go on.
I don't know if he would be speaking of my mother's mother that just was also, you just gave me a message from.
Okay, so would have they been quite close when they was here with us?
No, they didn't get along at all.
You know, they have this kind of... when we cross over to the spirit world, all those things are put to a side, definitely, because they're physical and material things, okay? And I want to say I've met with her, okay? But I want to use them words, I love you too, okay? That he loves you as well. So I know that just as he passed, that you must have said to him, it's okay, I love you. Do you understand this?
Yes. And I told him it was okay to go. He didn't have to hold on and suffer anymore.
Bless
it was okay
heart.
To go cross over.
Okay, bless his heart, because that's exactly what he says to me. It's okay. I love you. Okay, and that's the last words that you would have said to him, because I know that as he comes back, he just repeats, I love you as well, okay? And he just wants you to know that he's always there with you. He's always going to be around your life. He makes me aware to say to you that, when he was here with us, he would always like to protect you. He would always like to be around you. He would always like to guide you in some way. Do you understand of this? He was a very loving man, wasn't he, your dad?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that's exactly what he wants to do with me at the moment, okay? He just wants to be a part of your vibration. He wants to be a part of your life, and he just wants to remain there with you. See, he brings a lot of calm and a lot of balance into your life. So you would understand that that's the way that your dad would have been, a very much of a balanced kind of a man of when he was here with us, Cindy. Is that right?
Yes, he was. Actually, he has been a pastor for many years and traveled back and forth across the country. And most of the members of my family would not be alive today if it weren't for his prayers.
Bless your heart, okay? Because I know that he comes so close to you. And again, he just wants to hold you so tight, okay? But, you know, he just repeats, I love you, okay? So now that he's a very loving man, very much down to earth. And, you know, Cindy, nothing's too much trouble for him, was it, when he was here with us?
Right.
Why does he make reference, I don't know whether your dad drove or whether you had a car off your dad or when he passed, his car. Would you understand about his car, that the passion that he had for his car, and I believe it's, and please excuse me, and I hope that he's right, about it being like clapped out old kind of a car. Do you understand of this?
I don't know, actually. He had been on the other side of the country.
Okay.
And when he passed, my sister just brought him home for the last 2 weeks of his life. His doctor finally okayed him to travel and get on a plane. And he left his vehicle that he had on the other coast, and the person that he was staying with out there, I think, totaled the car. We've never even seen it. We have no idea. She's holding ransom. She's saying that there's recordings that he made for each of his children on a phone SD card, and she's trying to blackmail everybody, trying to get people to send her money, but she won't send us the recordings.
Right, okay, so that's what... Okay, so the message about his car, then there's obviously that reason there about these recordings and everything else, okay? okay, see, he wants me to say there, you will get them recordings, you will get to hear what he wanted to say, okay, because it's there, and I believe in some way that it will come across to you, okay? Is somebody not planning trip out to where he would have spent the latter part of his life?
What is the question about going out there?
Is someone planning on going out there?
Well, we haven't yet because it's a very expensive trip, and she just hasn't been willing to release the stuff to us. But the woman that he was staying with out there when he was ill is writing a book about him and his family, so she's holding everything hostage and trying to blackmail us to get us to send her money. I think she's actually doing some pills and drugs, and when she needs money or she's drunk or trashed or whatever it is she's on, she's calls and starts trying to hustle everybody for money. So she keeps saying she's moving to where we are and bringing this stuff with her, but she hasn't moved. So,
okay, well, Okay, well, I know that within the full amount of time that you will get to hear them recordings, okay, because I know it's important to you. It's important to your dad as he brings it through there for me to give to you at the moment. So know that your dad is very close in your vibration. Remember the advice from your grandmother to do with the condition with the horses and everything else. So just know that they're all with you there, Cindy. See, I know as I'm coming to a close here with you, Cindy, that the spirit world wants me to certainly say that to you, okay, that they're very close in your vibration. They adore being with you, okay? I know I need to say that to you as well. It's time for us to lift our chin up, so to speak, for want of a better word. Lift yourself up and walk tall and walk proud and, you know, start being back at yourself, because I know for such a long time that you've been holding yourself back. You've been feeling this being withdrawn in, for want of a better word. So let's bring ourselves back to where we were, and I know that then you'll be able to go forward from there on in. Does that help you a little bit there, Cindy?
Yes, very much so, very much okay. So. Do you have any knowledge or insight as to if another incident is being planned at this time in a general time frame of, you know, what's... Because it's a large acreage that I have, so if I have a better awareness of what they're up to, I can know where to place the cameras if I have limited number of cameras.
You know, and I understand exactly what you're saying, you know, because it must be difficult. You know, I do believe, see, I've always said and always will say, okay, follow your inner feeling, follow your gut feeling, because that's where the spirit world inspires us, okay? But there's something to do with, is there like a stable or a hut or something where within that field there, is that right?
I don't have a barn or a stable. I do have two temporary feeding stalls with no roof on them.
That's what
that I have.
It's something where it's like a building of some sort.
Okay, I have a garage. I do have a metal garage building also beside the house.
Okay, well, I know that's what I'm looking for. It's some kind of building that's there, okay? So maybe that's where we need to put something. I don't know, but that's where my attention is. To this, Cindy. Let me just say that thank you very much for calling. Remember,
thank
you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you so much. What a blessing you are. Thank you.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you, Cindy.
Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go to our next caller there, Anne. And I am led to believe that these numbers are private numbers because it's all one, so it's 111. And say hi there to Erico 111.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Sure, my name is Trish.
Trish. Well, hi, Trish. Can we ask you there, Trish, where you're calling from?
Sure, I'm calling from New York.
New York. Okay, wonderful. Okay, Trish, let me hand you over to my wonderful guest, Anne. Anne, it's over to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Hello, Trish.
Hello,
how is
Anne.
The weather
how
in New York? I'm good. How's the weather in New York? It's not been so good to you recently, has it?
It's okay today. You know what? It's not snowing, and that's all I care about.
Good. All right. Okay. Right, let me have a link into your energy, sweetheart. Let me have a look around you and see what's going on in your energy. Right. Trish, the moment as I go into your energy, I want to say there's a sense or a feeling where you're feeling a little restricted or a little sort of confined at the moment. Would you understand that? It's like I'm not getting to do the things I want to do. Yeah?
Yes, I would.
And, you know, it's been there for a little while as well, and I'm getting frustrated as I sort of swim around this feeling. Right, okay, and I want to say to you, as I look to the springtime, whereby there's this whole feeling of release from this restriction, and I start to see, you know, the lovely spring flowers, the daffodils and tulips coming up. There's a lady walking in who reminds me of spring or would have passed around the spring time or birthday, because she makes me feel as if spring would have been important to her too. She is a lady who would have been sort of fairly outspoken. She would have liked to have told you her opinion. I think she was a bossy person. I think she could be forthright, but when she needed to be forthright. And that the minute you would understand that, in the sense that you need to be a little more forthright with the right people around you. Do you understand?
I understand all of it except me being more forthright. Actually, some people think I'm too forthright.
But with the right people.
Oh, okay.
So maybe you're missing the person you should be being forthright with. And it's a gentleman you need to be more forthright with.
Okay.
Do you understand? It's because she is actually saying with the right people. So maybe we have to stand back a little and look around you and who has the influence and who it is that really needs to hear it, not the other people that, you know, how sometimes we can sound off to people. Not so much that, but it's a gentleman that I seem to be going closer towards with this. Right, okay. Where will I find the name Michael? Mike?
I have a brother, Michael.
Okay, because this lady is also making reference to your brother. So I'm just trying to place, I'm just getting her to come in a little bit closer to you. Right. Had there been some kind of frosty relations between you and your brother or your brother and mother? Because she's bringing me into something that there may have been a time where we didn't quite get along or see eye to eye.
Yes, it was between my brother and my mother.
Mm-hmm. And I feel, has Mum passed, please?
Yes, she has.
Ah, because she's bringing me back to herself, so it was the feeling that she'd gone over. Right, okay. I do have to say that I feel that your brother still thinks about situations that went on between him and Mum. And there is a sense here of Mum sort of trying to get him to let go. So I don't know if you speak to your brother about things like this, because there is a sense here that Mum is trying to, if you can pass the message on to your brother, to let things go. What she's saying to me is that she was from a different, as we know, a different generation, and she did things that she believed to be right, but not always necessarily what we wanted as siblings, yeah?
Right.
And she's also, right, okay, let me just have a look. Right, she's talking about the heart. This is, so I don't know whether she means, I don't know if she's trying to say that she had problems around her heart or your brother has. Would you understand that?
My brother does.
All right, okay. Because she's saying from the heart. She keeps saying from the heart. Right, okay. She also wants to say, give you the name beginning with D.
I have a sister who begins with the name D.
Oh, she's going through the family, is she? Okay. Right, okay. And she's also, okay, she's also saying to me, where your sister is concerned, she's saying something to do with tying the yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Now, that was a song here. I don't know if you're aware of it, yeah?
Yeah, no.
You know
what
you understand tying a yellow ribbon around a tree, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the significance is, but I know the song.
I'm trying to think, isn't that somebody coming home?
Yeah, so that's why I don't get it.
Right, okay, so all I will say to you is watch where somebody comes home. Now, it could be your sister coming to visit you, or there's something to do with somebody's going back to visit someone.
Okay.
Right. I also want to say that she's very aware of time, and I think you are also very aware of time. So because I'm looking at the clock and I'm watching the hands of the clock go round, and time's ticking away really quickly as well. So I don't know if you felt that although you felt quite restricted in your situation around you, there's a sense of, oh, time's passing me by and I'm not getting any further on, yeah?
Right.
Okay, because she's saying just everything is coming right. Well, what I want to say here is that there is a real sense of things coming together for you in the springtime. Now, did I give you the birthday in March? Because they're giving me the March time. But they're also giving me a...
That would be my dad.
That would be Dad. And would it be around the 25th or later on in the month?
No, a little earlier.
A little early, right, okay. Because as I get to that time of Dad's birthday, I want to say things start to open up for you, okay, and blossom. They're blossoming in a lovely, lovely way here for you. Right, now, I also want to say that somebody was being talked to, it. Somebody wanted to look for new accommodation or a new address. Who
wants
to move?
Well, that's really interesting. Literally just going to ask you that. If you saw, I have a real estate project, if you saw me moving forward with it.
Well, I'm glad I beat you to it. I want to say there's a lot of communication coming in over the next 2 to 3 weeks. And I want to say there's a bit of magic coming your way as well. And I want to say that you've tried with this before, or things haven't manifested with this in the way they should have in the past. However, I do want to say that there is a successful conclusion to all of this. And it's, they're saying it's not what you know, it's who you know. So I get the feeling it's somebody you already know that you're going to be doing business with, okay? And I also want to say you're a very generous person, but I also want to say, where's the charity link with you? Because there's someone talking about doing something for a charity or a charitable nature.
That I'm not familiar with.
Okay, well, you watch where there's a charity link with your real estate.
Okay.
I don't
know
how it's...
That would froze me.
That would what, sorry?
I said that throws me. I'm having a hard time linking that, but...
Right.
I'm sure it all ends up panning out one way or another.
Yeah, don't worry about it, because I know there's a charity link or someone from a charity. There's something linking in with it here. And obviously at the time we think, well, no way, never on this earth. But there you go. And there it appears. But I do feel things are becoming much better for you. Who wants to go and do the traveling, or want to go? You've got a very big country, you see. For us here in Great Britain, it's... When we go to America, it's a big thing. You have a big country anyway. But there's a travel thing going on here. So I don't know if somebody wants to come to England or travel over water, but I do feel like there's a lot of travel here. Do you like to travel?
I do. I haven't been, although I'm going on a business trip tomorrow, but it's not over water.
Is it a big distance? Because, like I say, I make the assumption it's quite a few thousand miles, this.
It's about 1,000 miles.
Right. Okay. Well, can I say there's more of that to come in as well? So I want to say as we move forward. Right. Okay. I also want to say your mum's mum as well in spirit world. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I just as I was turning my head there, I could see her coming in at the back here, and I want to say here that there's a real sense of you having this wonderful, wonderful wide-eyed experience. You know, like a child when they get their first sweetie and they go, oh, is that for me? And their eyes fill up with enchantment. You know, like Father Christmas has been. Well, what they're showing me is you being in this sort of, really? And I want to say there's this wonderful sense of accomplishment and congratulations to you as I move further on, sort of as I get to the late summer. And also your eyes are quite wide. So there's something coming in that's going to surprise you and take you and bring back the enchantment of life again, because I think that's been missing just recently.
Yeah. No,
where will I find the initial... Where will I find the initial J close to you?
J is my father.
Ah, right. And is he still here, please?
No, he's passed. He was the birthday in March.
Right, okay. Right, let's have a look and see. Because he's obviously bringing through his name here for you. Okay. What a lovely man. He comes through in a very gentle way, and I want to say, I may be a little bit apprehensive. Was he quite skeptical of this sort of thing, do you know?
Both my parents were.
Yeah, because there is a sort of trepidation, shall we say, as he comes through. But I also want to say he's coming through in a very gentle, soft way, which I think that gentleness is needed around you at the moment. But I also want to say, keep saying diligent. So I want to say that you are very diligent, and I actually feel that you're a lot like him in that way. Would you understand this?
Yes, we both probably over-prepare.
Would he be some... Yeah, really scrutinize things and prepare things and... And so I really get this feeling that he's very proud of you because he sees... Okay. strange thing to say to me, but he's showing me a picture of a mustache. So did he use the sport a mustache? Who's had the facial hair? Oh. Who's talking about having the mustache or the beard?
That I don't know. My father didn't sport either.
Okay. I don't know why he's bringing it in, but I was just... Maybe next time you see your brother, he's got a mustache or something. I was just like... right, okay. But I know that Spirit World are very much around you, and they come and I want to say they watch over you at night as well. I also want to say that you feel Spirit. I think you have felt your mum around you in the past. Do you understand?
Yeah, you know, I don't. I'm sure there's some subtle message that I'm just missing.
Right. I want to go. They're showing me at night when you go to sleep. So have you felt as if there was someone around you in the bedroom? Because they're also giving me the scent, so the smell of mum.
I will look for that. I will pay attention, but I haven't noticed it.
Okay, it's just very subtle, and it's, you know, when you just go, oh, and then it's gone. And then you go, did I smell that? Did I not smell it? Okay. I also have to give you what looks, I don't know if it's the name of the flower, because it says rose. What would rose mean to you?
At the moment, it doesn't, I mean, I had a friend whose mother's name is Rose. I don't know if that's it.
She passed.
Yes, she is.
Okay. I will just say that she's saying hi then. Okay.
Do you, do they have anything to say around a new job opportunity?
There's a lot of communication coming in for you. Do you remember at the beginning of the reading we were talking about a bit of magic?
Yes.
Okay, this comes in on every single level for you, all right? And I want to say there's a lot of talking, all right, about what you want to be doing and a lot of communication. I feel, have you been looking for a job for a while, or are you out of work or something to do with?
I have been looking for the past few months.
Light at the end of the tunnel, sweetheart, light. And it will happen quite quickly. There'll be a lot of thinking on your feet. You'll have to dash about from here to there, but it will be something that you will love doing, all right? Can't quite see what it is you're doing. I have got dealings with the banks. I've got a lot of money being dealt with around you, which would I kind of feel would go with your real estate, yeah? Unless you want to work in the financial sector, but there's that kind of feeling with this. And it's saying, please believe in yourself a little bit more. I need to give you the name Mary.
That I don't know. Oh, but you know what? I think it was my grandmother's first name, and we called her by her middle name.
Yeah. Okay. And who is the Kathy?
Kathy's my other sister.
Well, Mum's naming the family a bit babby, isn't she? Not to leave anybody out. Right, I'll leave that with you. There's a lot of love. Mum is trying to be around all of you, okay, as much as she can when you need them. I mean, they travel a lot quicker than us because they don't have the physical body. But I want to say where your work is concerned, there's a lot of magic coming in for you very soon. This sense of restriction will leave you lift around about the springtime. And I feel that they're bringing you those lovely warm colours, the red of the tulips for the ambition and passion, the yellow for the upliftment too. So I leave that love with you in Spirit World, and I hope you've enjoyed your reading.
I did. Thank you so much. It was really great. I'd love to hear the number for you or your website.
The Facebook, you on Facebook?
I'm actually not.
Okay, go to my website, www.angelic.com. bliss.com. And there you can email me from there.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Keep your chin up.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in. And remember, it's angelicbliss.com to hear more about on there. So thank you very much for calling in. And remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, and, you know, it's shocking. Time has gone so quick. We've literally got just a few minutes left on air.
It does fly, and I'd just like to thank you, Mike, for inviting me onto your lovely show and say thank you to all the people I had the privilege of reading for, and sorry to those we didn't get through. But working with spirit is a wonderful thing, and as you, both you and I know, it's lovely to bring that comfort through for people.
It is, most definitely. So, Anne, just last time, tell us where people can get a hold of you.
I'm on Facebook under Anne with an E, Scholes, S-E-H-O-L-E-S. Or you can email me through my website, which has products on it, and that is Angelic Bliss, and it's www.angelicbliss.com.
Perfect. Okay. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get a hold of me, it's Mike Davis Medium via Facebook, or simply go to www.mikespirit.fm or mikespirit.co.uk. I want to say for me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.